Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. All right, this particular episode, we're going to start out with audio-described performances. And we have to move clear into October for the next one. It's Sunday, October 2nd, Mothers and Sons. This is a Raleigh Little Theater production. The performance is at 3 p.m. for the audio-described performance. A woman pays an unexpected visit to the New York apartment of her late son's partner. He is now married to another man and has a young son. This mother is challenged to face how society has changed around her. Generations collide as she revisits the past and begins to see the life her son might have led. Sunday, October 9th, Skylight. This is a Burning Coal Theater production at Murphy School Auditorium in Raleigh. Tom is a middle-aged businessman at the top of his game, confident, cocky, ready to take on the world. Kira is a young woman living in the low-rent district, teaching low-income students who could care less. Years after an impassioned, turbulent affair, Tom crashes back into Kira's life. His wife has died, and he wants Kira back. Sunday, October 9th, Oklahoma. This is a Cary Players Community Theater production, time 3 o'clock. Oklahoma is the first musical written by the team of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Saturday, October 22nd, Nickel and Dime. This is a Justice Theater Project production. It's at St. Francis of Assisi on Leesville Road in Raleigh at 2 o'clock. Can a middle-aged, middle-class woman survive when she suddenly has to make beds all day in a hotel and live on $7 an hour? Maybe, but one $7 an hour job won't pay the rent. She'll have to do back-to-back shifts as a chambermaid and a waitress. And then on Sunday, October 23rd, Holes, Cary Youth Theater, Cary Arts Center at 3 o'clock. Stanley Yelnats is under a curse that began with his great-grandfather and has followed his family for generations. Now Stanley has been unjustly sent to a juvenile detention camp where the kids build character by digging holes in the dirt all day. Stanley realizes that the warden must be looking for something and decides to dig up the truth instead. All right, right around the corner, the annual Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, of course, held September 27th through October 1st. And the schedule is out for the Wide Open Bluegrass Street Festival, the free weekend street festival that has drawn huge crowds to downtown Raleigh in years past. Weather permitting, this year's model will be back outdoors, with more than 100 acts playing on 7 stages across downtown. Among the acts on the schedule, Balsam Range, Jim Lauderdale, Alice Gerard, Bank of Rooks, Sierra Hull, Flat Lonesome, Bobby Hicks, David Holton, John Goforth. The Street Fest stages are located along Fayetteville Street from Memorial Auditorium to the Capitol Building. Concurrent with that will be the return of the Whole Hog Barbecue Championship. Also back this year is the banjo stand outside the convention center and free admission to the IBMA trade show during the weekend. Finalists have been named for the IBMA's annual Momentum Awards, primarily given to artists in the early stages of their bluegrass music careers. Those will be presented September 28th as part of the IBMA conference. And North Carolina's Momentum nominees include Chapel Hill's Mipso in the band category. Woody Platt, guitarist for Brevard's Grammy-winning Steep Canyon Rangers in the category of mentor, and Carolina in the Fall, a festival put on by the Kruger Brothers in their hometown of Wilkesboro for Event of the Year. And then, of course, some of the bands will be performing at Red Hat in the lineup for Friday, September 30th at Red Hat Amphitheater. Daly and Vincent, Earls of Leicester, Laurie Lewis and the Right Hands, Marty Stewart, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Peter Rowan Band, and the Soggy Bottom Boys. And on Saturday, October 1st, again, this is at Red Hat Amphitheater, Becky Buller Band, Green Sky Bluegrass, John Cowan with Darren and Brooke Aldridge, Larry Sparks and Lonesome Ramblers, Russell Moore and Irwood Time Out, Steep Canyon Rangers, Del McCoury Band, and the Kruger Brothers. Pinecone has come out with the lineup for their Down Home Concert Series. Friday, January 6th, it's Sierra Hall. Hall's breakout album, Weighted Mind, features the young mandolin virtuoso coming into her own as a singer-songwriter. Hall first joined Alison Krauss on stage at the Grand Ole Opry when she was just 11 years old, and she's been astonishing audiences and fellow musicians alike ever since. Performance is set for 8 o'clock, Fletcher Opera Theater. Again, that's Sierra Hall, Friday, January 6th. Thursday, February 9th, the Kruger Brothers and the Contras Quartet. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Renowned for their genre-defying musical collaborations with string ensembles, the Contras Quartet's collaboration with the Kruger Brothers bridges the line between classical music and American folk, while drawing on diverse musical traditions to create original, exciting, inspiring performances that speak to people from around the world. Friday, February 24th, on the Down Home Concert Series lineup, it is Dom Flebbins with Kaia Cater and Jerome Blind Boy Paxton. Fletcher Opera Theater, these three exceptional artists share the stage for one night only. They'll spotlight the African roots of the banjo and the impact that the instrument continues to have in old-time blues, bluegrass, and other music traditions. By the way, Flemons is one of the founding members of the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops. Friday, March 31st, Down Home Concert Series, it's Billy Strings, Fletcher Opera Theater. Strings is a 23-year-old tattoo-covered guitar picker and singer from Michigan. He's been making waves on the bluegrass scene and festival circuit. He plays bluegrass with the energy and vigor of a grimacing, growling, full-on raging punk rock band. The young man's flat-picking talent seems almost beyond comprehension to veterans of the local bluegrass scene, especially given his youth. Friday, April 7th, it's Mountain Faith, Fletcher Opera Theater. North Carolina's own Mountain Faith has played their unique brand of music since 2000. Their fresh Appalachian take on gospel, bluegrass, folk, R&B, and pop music has earned them televised appearances on Daystar and the 2015 season of America's Got Talent, making it to the semifinal round. And finally, on the Down Home Concert Series, Friday, April 21st, Sarah Giraz, Fletcher Opera Theater. This young lady is a gifted multi-instrumentalist, an insightful songwriter, and a singular vocalist who has been described by the New York Times as one of acoustic music's most promising young talents. All right, we're going to move on to the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road. Wednesday, September 28th, Violent Femmes. Saturday and Sunday, November 12th and 13th, it is Paderewski Piano Festival. Then we've got the Sights and Sounds on Sundays series returning in October, all performances at 3 o'clock. October 2nd, it's Anatoly Larkin. November 20th, the Chanterelle Trio. January 22nd, Amphion Percussion. March 5th, Cello Forum. April 23rd, Raleigh Camerata. All right, PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Thursday, October 27th at PNC Arena, it's Alan Jackson with special guest Lauren Elena. Alan Jackson's Keepin' It Country Tour finds the country icon performing hits that have gained him legions of longtime fans and songs that continue to draw new crowds as a younger generation discovers his music. Jackson's repertoire withstands the test of time. It has impacted a field of artists who cite Jackson as an influence. Fans will hear the songs they love from the man who wrote them and made them famous. All tickets priced at $55.50. Concert starts at 7:30 on Thursday, October 27th. Friday, November 4th at PNC Arena, Raleigh Music Festival, featuring Keith Sweat, Mint Condition, KC, and JoJo, and Avant. Tickets are priced at $49, $57, $75, and $125. Thursday, December 8th through Sunday, December 11th, it's Disney on Ice presents Follow Your Heart. Wednesday, December 14th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, The Best of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and more. Friday, April 7th, Jeff Dunham, The Perfectly Unbalanced Tour. Don't miss Jeff's crew of zany pals, including Grumpy Old Walter, Hyperactive Peanut, Jose Jalapeno on a Stick, Bubba J, and Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. Let's move on to NC State Center Stage and University Theater. Ticket Central in Thompson Hall, or you can call 919-515-1100. Two performances with the NC State Kid Stuff series. Both shows are appropriate for children in grades K through 4. Saturday, October 29th, it's Click Clack Moo. Saturday, March 4th, Teacher from the Black Lagoon and other storybooks. Seven delightful stories come to life in this Theater Works USA musical review. Teacher from the Black Lagoon, Dogzilla, Grumpy Bird, I Want My Hat Back, Lily's Purple Plastic Purse, Love Splat, Splat the Cat, and the Grasshopper and the Ant. Phew. Dance program concerts at Stewart Theater at NC State. They all start at 8 o'clock. Thursday and Friday, November 17 and 18, is the fall concert. Thursday and Friday, March 23 and 24, Panoramic Dance Project Concert. And Thursday and Friday, April 6 and 7, NCSU Dance Company Concert. Music Department events, again, at Stewart Theater. Tuesday, October 4th, Faculty Recital, Dr. Thomas Koch, piano, and Dr. Jonathan Kramer on cello at 7. Thursday, November 3rd, Wind Ensemble at 7. Friday, November 4th, Fall Chorale Collage at 7. Sunday, November 6th, Raleigh Civic Chamber Orchestra at 4. Thursday, November 10th, Jazz Ensemble 1. Saturday, November 12th, it's Pipes and Drums, Tom Stafford Commons. Also November 12th, Ladies in Red. Sunday, November 20th, Raleigh Civic Symphony at 4 o'clock. Monday, November 21st, Jazz Ensemble 2. Thursday, December 1st, Wind Ensemble and Jazz Ensemble 1, Holiday Concert. Friday, December 2nd, the Chorale Holiday Concert. Or is that choral? Oh, anyway. Saturday, December 3rd, Grains of Time, State Ballroom, Tally Student Union at 7. University Theater Productions coming up Thursday, September 22nd through Sunday, October 2nd, Love Sick. This is at Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall. Wednesday, October 19th through Sunday, October 30th, Gross Indecency, the Three Trials of Oscar Wilde. This is at Kennedy McElwee Studio Theater in Thompson Hall. Thursday, November 10th through Sunday, November 20th, An Ideal Husband by Oscar Wilde, Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall. Wednesday, February 15th through Sunday, February 19th, The Secret Garden. And then Thursday, March 30th through Sunday, April 9th, The Real Housewives of Windsor. All right, the lineup for Duke performances. Friday, September 23rd, Aaron Neville. Obviously, no one else sounds like Aaron Neville. His falsetto is instantly recognizable, whether in the second-line jazz and funk of his beloved New Orleans as one of the Neville brothers, or in his Grammy-winning duets with Linda Ronstadt. This is at Baldwin Auditorium, 8 o'clock, Duke performances. Saturday, September 24th, Dover Quartet. The Dover Quartet shot to prominence after taking first prize at the 2013 Banff International String Quartet Competition. This is at Baldwin Auditorium, 8 o'clock. Sunday, September 25th, Billy Hart Quartet featuring Ethan Iverson, Mark Turner, and Ben Street. The New York Times praises Billy Hart as a drummer of earthly enlightenment, conversant in every branch of modern jazz, but forever connected to its roots. This is 21C Museum Hotel, Durham, two performances, 5 p.m. and 7:30. September 29th and October 1st, The Civilians, The Undertaking. Friday, September 30th, Simone Dinnerstein on piano. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Thursday, October 6th, Mivos Quartet. The Mivos Quartet are the most compelling ambassadors new music could ask for. This vital young New York string quartet embraces toothy modernism with punk rock verve, wrote the New York Times of their arresting performances. Mivos Quartet, October 6th, Nelson Music Room at 8. Then, Friday, October 7th, it's Saul Williams and Mivos Quartet. That's, again, Nelson Music Room at 8. Saturday, October 8th, we've got Zakir Hussain and Niladri Kumar. Zakir Hussain is a peerless genius of the tabla, the rhythmic heart of Indian classic music. And Niladri Kumar is a young innovator who plays with a silky smoothness that draws gasps of wonder. That's from the London Evening Standard. This concert at Page Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Friday, October 14th, Blonde Redhead featuring American Contemporary Music Ensemble, Misery is a Butterfly. Blonde Redhead was born through a chance meeting between Japanese frontwoman Kazuo Makino and Italian twin brothers Simone and Amadeo Pace in New York City in 1993. Since then, they've released 9 albums. This is at Reynolds Industry Theater. Saturday, October 15th, Belcia Quartet. In recent seasons, the Belcia Quartet has become a regular presence and an audience favorite at Duke performances, again, Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday, October 20th, Ian Bostridge, tenor, and Thomas H., piano, Winterese. The celebrated English tenor, Ian Bostridge, sings as if from inside the music, as if he has found a way to produce pure, disembodied emotion, declares the L.A. Times. This great leader singer is joined at Duke performances by the famed composer and pianist Thomas Age, whom the New York Times praised as one of the most accomplished and complete musicians of his generation. The concert is at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, October 22nd, South Dakota Chorale, Tyberg Project, Music Lost in the Holocaust. One night in 1943, mere days before he was arrested by the Gestapo and sent to his death in Auschwitz, Viennese composer Marcel Tyberg played a radiant and deeply moving private concert on a church organ for an intimate audience. Then, knowing that his life was in danger, he handed over his complete works to his friends for safekeeping. Tyberg's scores, among them two masses last performed by Tyberg himself, the entirety of his sacred output, ended up in the United States, where they sat forgotten in a Buffalo archive for decades, waiting for someone to bring them to light. This concert is at Duke Chapel, October 22nd. Friday, October 28th, Trisha Brown Dance Company, in plain sight at Sarah P. Duke Gardens, day one. Then Saturday, October 29th, Trisha Brown Dance Company, in plain sight at Nasher Museum of Art. Saturday, October 29th, Antonio Sanchez, Birdman, Film Plus Live Score. The New York Times calls Antonio Sanchez one of the standout jazz drummers on the contemporary scene. Okay, we'll move on to Carolina Performing Arts, Thursday, September 29th, a staged reading of The Hour of Feeling. Wednesday and Thursday, October 5 and 6, Zoe and Juniper. Friday, October 7th, Brooklyn Rider with Anne Sophie Van Otter. The trailblazing string quartet Brooklyn Rider presents an eclectic repertoire and bewitching performances that draw rave reviews from classical, rock, and world music critics alike. And eminent Swedish mezzo-soprano Anne Sophie Van Otter's vocal beauty and voracious artistic sensibility have resulted in one of the longest and most successful careers of any classical singer today. Friday, October 14th, it is Richard Thompson, named by Rolling Stone magazine as one of the top 20 guitarists of all time. Tuesday, October 25th, Yasu Endur. Throughout a 30-year recording career, Endur's roots in Senegalese traditional music and griot storytelling have remained the hallmark of his artistic personality. Friday, October 28th, it's Susan Dehim, The House is Black, inspired by the works of Foro Farrukhzad, one of Iran's most influential feminist poets and filmmakers. And then Monday, November 7th, Carolina Performing Arts, UNC Chapel Hill Memorial Auditorium, Isabel Faust, violin, and Alexander Melnikov on piano. Among the most sought-after violinists in the world, Isabel Faust's penetrating musical interpretations are no less than hypnotic. Ever keen to delve into new musical horizons, her repertoire ranges from Bach to the contemporary composers. BBC Music Award-winning Alexander Melnikov appears with major orchestras and prominent period ensembles worldwide. North Hills events this fall include the Friday Night Tributes. Coming up September 23rd, Rumors, which is a Fleetwood Mac tribute. September 30th, 20 Ride, a Zac Brown Band tribute. And then October 7th for Friday Night Tributes, Clash of the Decades, 80s versus the 90s. All right, the upcoming schedule for some North Carolina festivals and events. September 22nd through the 25th, Benson Mule Days. There's also the Full Bloom Film Festival in Statesville. September 23 and 24, North Carolina Muscadine Festival, Keenansville. There's also Denver Days and the Mount Holly Art and Music Festival. September 24th, excuse me, that come up quick. The Kumba Festival, Laurinburg. Everybody's Day, Thomasville. Malcolm Blue Farm Day, Aberdeen. Hildebrand Heritage Festival and Classic Cruise Inn. And Bessemer City Community Concert and Cruising. Then September 30th through October 2nd, 30th anniversary, North Carolina Seafood Festival in Moorhead City. October 1st, Great Grapes Wine Arts and Food Festival, that's in Charlotte. Farm City Day in Hendersonville, and then Festifall Arts Festival in Chapel Hill. October 1st and 2nd, Autumn Jubilee, that's in Salisbury. October 6th, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. October 7th, October Tour Night Out, that's in Salisbury. October 7 and 8, Eastern Carolina Barbecue Throwdown. That one is in Rocky Mount. And the North Carolina Poultry Jubilee in Rose Hill. October 7th through the 9th, it is Hickory's Oktoberfest. And then the Cotton Ginning Days in, I'm sorry, just lost that one. That's in Dallas, the Cotton Ginning Days. All right, a couple of the comedians at Goodnight's Comedy Club coming up on the schedule. September 22nd through the 24th, it's Steve Byrne. September 29th through October 1st, it is John Witherspoon. October 14 and 15, it is J.B. Smoove. October 20th through the 22nd, Adele Givens. October 23rd, it is Shane Moss. And then October 24th, it is Pauly Shore. And a special note, you want to make sure you know who you're going to see in their type of comedy. All shows are 18 plus. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. Now, if you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.